Welcome to Transmedia Podcast. My name is Belén Santaolalla. You can find me online as Belén_Santa. Today with me is Arvind Sanjeev, interaction designer, who is the creator of Lumen. How are you doing, Arvind?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Great. So what's Lumen?
So Lumen is a mixed reality storytelling device, and it basically looks like a flashlight. So what Lumen tries to do is it tries to create experiences of mixed reality outside headsets. So the first starting point for this project was when I was thinking about these mixed reality and augmented reality experiences today are all confined to headsets. So the problem with that, I believe, is that only the people who are wearing these headsets can experience them. There are no more social interactions. There are no social conversations that can be created when just one person is wearing it, unless all of them in the room are also wearing other headsets. So I was thinking about this and thinking about how I can make these experiences more social and make it something that people can talk about and experience together. So that's how I started off with the concept and thinking about various ways in which we can create these similar experiences of mixed reality and storytelling, but outside headsets, so that people who are not wearing headsets or, you know, people who are just hanging around, your friends can also experience the same things that you're experiencing. So it's basically the design, it looks like a flashlight, and it consists of a small Pico projector inside it. So the projector is basically projecting digital interfaces and metadata and other things onto the objects in your environment. So that's how it's creating these affordances where you can interact with these objects in the story.
So it would make like objects that get projected kind of alive somehow.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, one of the example scenarios or stories I created for Lumen was this game where you become a detective in this and trying to solve this murder that happened. And the fun part about this is that the device is capable of turning your whole home into this crime scene or into this environment where you're playing this game. And these evidences or murder weapons or other things that can help you find the suspect or the person who did it is hidden in different objects in your home. So, for example, there might be fingerprints hidden on coffee cups, or there might be small DNA or blood traces hidden in knives or spoons. So basically, since the device, Lumen, is capable of identifying different objects in your home through the small camera and the machine learning algorithm it runs, it knows when it's looking at a coffee cup, or it knows when it's looking at a spoon or a knife or whatever. And based on how the designer has designed the story or this game, whenever Lumen is pointed onto these objects, it knows it's a cup, and then it projects that part of the story on the cup. Hey, I found some fingerprints on the cup. So these are the clues. You get some more clues, and it helps you go to the next step and further help you solve the mystery. So that's one example scenario for Lumen. So there are many of these example stories I have designed where Lumen can be used. Another scenario is, for example, if you're in museums, and if you're having Lumen in your hand, and normally the interactional experience we have in museums are one-sided. If you're really interested in seeing sculptures and other artifacts and things like that. So imagine this scenario in which you're in a museum and you have Lumen, and once you point Lumen onto these sculptures, onto the face of the sculptures or onto the sculptures or itself, through projection mapping, it can project faces onto those sculptures and have those sculptures come alive and tell you the stories of who made them, how the artist made them, and, you know, what the artist was going through while making them, and the entire story behind it. So that's another scenario. So there are many scenarios and many stories like this where Lumen can exist. So I believe it's like a new form of media that's being created where people can experience mixed reality and augmented reality outside headsets.
Nice. So with machine learning, that means that, as you said in the example of the detective, it's not pre-created for a specific house. So it just detects any objects anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
And you can just transport any space so it works with that story, right?
Exactly, yes.
So is that that means that machine learning or object identification works as triggers for the story? Are those the only triggers that work with Lumen, or what other kind of triggers is Lumen looking for?
So the machine learning algorithm that Lumen is using is capable of identifying different objects based on the context they are in. So some of the other things that it can do are, for example, if it's in the context of maybe escape rooms or other controlled environments where you can also have control over the environment. So, for example, if you point Lumen at a door, which can be like a door to a treasure vault or something like that, if you point Lumen at the door, a passcode interface projects up on the door through the projector, and you can actually interact with that passcode interface and actually enter those correct passcode and try to unlock that door and get in. So, and on the environment side, there can be receiving devices that are capable of communicating with Lumen and actually making that door open through motors or other actuators. So in this way, you can create more immersive experiences and stories in different environments. It can be museums or in your home or escape rooms or other places. So it has the capability at the moment to detect around 9,000 different objects. It's based on a machine learning platform called the YOLO Darknet. And it also has the capability, so if the designer wants to add a new object to the story that is not in the existing library, they can also train for the algorithm to recognize new objects so that you can also create new interactions or stories on top of those objects.
Fantastic. That's really cool. So something is triggered with the flashlight with Lumen, and it goes to the cloud, checks what object that is, and then it can trigger something else, as you said, like a door can be open and things like that. So it's not only interaction with Lumen is also could trigger like Internet of Things elements, for example.
Exactly. So at the moment, all the processing and the algorithm is done offline. It doesn't have the need to actually communicate with the cloud now, but in future, it definitely has the potential to also reach out to the cloud and connect through IoT, also control other things. Maybe you can point Lumen at your lamp, and it might project an interface for controlling the temperature of the light through the lamp. So you can play around with things like that through IoT as well. That is definitely a possibility.
Nice. And is that what Lumen does is just confined to image, or does it envision like adding audio elements as well, or how does it work with audio?
Exactly. So at the moment, the prototype doesn't have audio capabilities, but for sure, audio is one of the next things that will be added to Lumen. So through speakers, it can give you audio prompts or give you better experiences that can make the whole experience more immersive in a way. So I haven't actually thought about designing the audio part, but that will definitely be the next step.
Nice. And how did you come up with this idea? Why? What's your personal story to end up just working and creating Lumen?
Yeah, I'm always been excited about thinking about a future where people are no longer using screens, a post-screen world, where our imagination is no longer limited to these 2D screens and touch surfaces. It extends more into the environment and all the amazing reality that we have around us that exists outside screens. So I'm trying to envision and create new interfaces where people can interact in new ways with the environment and technology, and essentially pulling out all these interactions outside screens. So that's been my passion. And one of the major inspirations or motivations for building Lumen was, like I said before, to make these experiences around mixed reality and augmented reality more social. And I also believe that technology should always adapt to humans. Humans should never have to adapt to technology. So just because these technologies exist in headsets, we shouldn't be confined to them. We should think about more ways in which we can bring these experiences outside headsets, maybe through projection mapping or other things that can be done. So that has been one of the major inspirations and the starting point for Lumen.
Cool. What you say about like technology has to adapt to humans, that kind of reminds me of the principles of design thinking, which I think that you've used like some prototyping phases for this, right? What did you learn in the prototypes for Lumen?
So the whole process behind Lumen follows a design thinking process. It was part of a final design thesis at a school called the Copenhagen Institute of Interaction Design. So this was part of the final thesis there. And it started off, the whole process started off by trying to find the key problem that I'm trying to target, which is obviously that mixed reality headsets and augmented reality headsets are confining people and isolating them. So starting off with that, I started talking to a lot of experts who are already in the field of mixed reality and people from Microsoft HoloLens and other places. And it helped me gather a lot of information about the existing trends that's going on in the industry. And also to get different perspectives, I also started talking to other people. For example, LARP. LARPers, live action role playing guys. So I was able to talk to one cool guy called Tools, who's like a game master for Dungeons and Dragons. So it was really inspiring for me to imagine how people who are engaged in LARPing are capable of being so immersed in these alternate stories without the need of any technologies. So that was a good inspiration for me. I was able to interview him and understand what are these interactions or what are these objects or other things that make their experience more immersive. And then I also did a lot of other analogous experiences or such as like going to escape rooms and seeing how the current escape rooms are structured and what can be done to make it more immersive. And soon after that, I started making a lot of concepts, concept sketches on paper. So these were all different stories of enchanted objects that are capable of doing these kind of magical interactions in the world you're in. So there were three objects. One of them was an enchanted torch. Another was like an enchanted camera. And the third one was an enchanted wand. So all of these had different affordances and interactions. So I use these sketches to talk to people and experts and understand what are the things that got them excited. And soon after that, I started prototyping a couple of rough prototypes, functional prototypes, which work, and was able to test out different prototypes. So there were three prototypes which I made. One was a storytelling flashlight, which can be used by kids in schools to learn more about objects or like chemical composition of different materials and things like that. Another prototype was, again, a flashlight, but in art galleries where people can point it at paintings and through the projector inside this flashlight, it projects what the artist's story through video or other forms. And the third prototype was, again, another in form of flashlight where if you point it at objects in your home, maybe a normal speaker, it turns that normal speaker into a Spotify speaker. So it becomes, it's capable of communicating with Spotify and creates an extended interface on the speaker. So I tested these different prototypes and tested people and was able to learn a lot of things. And one of the major things which I learned was all of these stories or scenarios have a lot of magical interactions that people really liked. And I found it really compelling to make this flashlight or this tool and convert it into a platform that has all these magical interactions from all these different prototypes and a platform from which designers can design their own stories and pick and choose their interactions from this platform. So that's how Lumen as a platform, the concept emerged from these prototypes. And again, further testing of the final prototype started soon after, you know, a lot of fabrication processes, such as you know, modeling the flashlight, prototyping the electronics, stabilizing the machine learning algorithm. And soon after that, I was able to do a couple of testing sessions too. So all of this was inside a 10-week window, because that was like the deadline for our design thesis. So I was also able to do some testing sessions with different people and also learn more things, which would essentially be added to the next version of Lumen, which are things like, you know, making it more ergonomic so that even if a person has to interact with the other hand, how can it be made more easier or more ergonomic and things like that. So there are much more things which I learned from the last testing session, which I would like to add and build upon further. So, yeah, that's like a quick overview of the entire process behind Lumen. It completely follows a design thinking-based process, and starting from people-centered research and follows a process like that.
Wow, fantastic. It's a really good example of that. I mean, in 10 weeks to put together this is like really good.
Yeah.
And really reflects reflects all the learning that you've been doing on the way, you know, to just picking what worked best and how to put it into a product. So you said that you're thinking now of Lumen as a platform for creators, that creators can create their stories and interactions. How do creators interact with Lumen to create these sort of stories?
So as of now, I'm envisioning a dashboard. I haven't started working on it yet, but I'm envisioning a dashboard, a story editor kind of a tool, where designers can, you know, pick the interactions from this library of interactions that Lumen already has and drag and drop and create interactions. So, for example, if it's like the story of the murder mystery that you're trying to solve, so designers can create stories and have different parts of it hidden in different objects in the home. So from the library of existing objects that Lumen already knows, the designer can choose which object they want to use. So maybe pull in a coffee cup or maybe pull in a knife or things like that, and they can add part of the game or part of the story inside that thing. So they can design what should be projected on that object when the user actually uses it. So that's how I'm envisioning the platform to be as a story editor or a dashboard where they use like graphical drag and drop interactions to actually design stories.
Mm-hmm. And now that this you have like the product, the prototype, and like you're envisioning a future for users to come and just create their own stories, what is your business plan? How are you planning to evolve all this?
That's a tough question, because through the time, this was one of the last things we got actually time to think about, so I couldn't think this through fully. But the ideal business plan would be to have it as a platform where people can, you know, use the APIs for Lumen for their own interactions. So for if it's an industry or industrial application where they want to like do quality check or quality analysis of projects on the production line, they can use the API and design Lumen to do that. So by partnering with different partners, which may be in industry or which may be in entertainment, I'm trying to evolve a business model where I can create these kind of strategic partnerships with different people in these fields. So as of now, it hasn't been fully thought through thoroughly. So I'm thinking of strategic partnerships for starting off with and exploring.
Do you think that Lumen will be sold in the stores right by BR handset in the future?
That's what I definitely hope for. So even if it's not Lumen, I want Lumen to be a provocation for the industry. the augmented reality and the mixed reality industry to see that there are other ways in which we can create these snippets of experiences outside headsets. So I want Lumen to be a provocation for the entire tech industry to also start thinking about other things and tools like, you know, portable projectors and Pico projectors that are capable of creating these experiences, and also, you know, directing some of the industry towards that, so that we don't have to envision a future where everyone's wearing these smart glasses or headsets on their faces.
What's your analysis on the present and the future of virtual reality? Where do you think it's going?
At the present, I'm seeing a lot of people are using virtual reality mainly for entertainment, but I can see a future where industries and other fields will also be using virtual reality for things like training and things like that. But in order to reach there, I think there has to be a better, more tech emphasis or more focus has to be done on the feedback mechanisms that we get from virtual reality. May it be the tactile sensations or may it be emotional feedback. In the moment, I feel like there's only this one-sided interaction that has been completely thought through, which is through the visual interface that the headset provides. But I think the future is going towards one where the feedback will also be considerably improved, and it will be capable of giving a much more immersive experience, and which is also extending into other places apart from entertainment, into training and into the industry and things like that. So, yeah.
Cool. And what would you say that you've learned specifically from Lumen? What's your learning, your personal learning or professional learning that you, your takeaway that you would like to share with other other creators, like do this or don't do this, or what's your takeaway?
I guess one of the major takeaways is the process which I followed for building the final version of the prototype, which being a really intense schedule, like being within 10 weeks, I had to sacrifice a lot of portions which I wanted to go further deep down. So I have an engineering background as well, so there were many parts where I wanted to make something much more stable software-wise or much more stable hardware-wise. So one of the learnings or one of the things which I got better at through the process was compensating or negotiating with myself to give sufficient time for each part of the process to make sure the whole process is capable of telling a compelling story. So, you know, setting apart sufficient time for making a good video that is capable of communicating a concept, time for making a good product design, time for, you know, making really good interfaces and things like that. So I think that is one of the major things which I got better at least, is compensating time and using the short amount of time which we have to create something that is capable of conveying the whole story.
Good. And what would you say are your next steps? What's your future? What's your project? What do you have in mind for the next months?
So the ideal case would be to try to find strategic partners who have the capability and the resources and the know-how of launching technological products in the market, especially. So I'm trying to find key partners, talking with a lot of people, exploring different possibilities for Lumen or technologies similar to Lumen to exist in the future. So yeah, a lot of Skype meetings, a lot of calls, a lot of traveling.
But do you have other sort of projects apart from Lumen?
At the moment, this is what I'm focusing on, but I'm sure one, I'm a rapid prototyper. I love making new projects all the time and find it really boring to keep working on something for a long period of time. But so definitely, I think I will jump onto something new in some time, in a few months at least. So yeah, I haven't thought about what that would be, but it will definitely be towards a future that exists after screens. So something that will pull users out of screens.
Great. And where can the listeners follow you?
So I'm on Twitter. My tag name is Arvind Sanjeev. And I also have a website, arvindsanjeev.com, through which you can reach out to me. And yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. We wish you the best with Lumen and with the future of post-screen entertainment.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.